Welcome back to Blackhawks Live on WGN Radio. We're talking with Blackhawks defensive coach Kevin Dean here. And Kevin, how was your break?
It was great. I haven't been home a lot. My family's still back in Boston area. So I got to spend about a week back there, and I didn't overschedule myself. So that was good to just kind of have some dinner with some friends, and went and saw a couple of the kids up at school where they go to school. So I, like I said, I didn't overbook, so I was able to pace myself well.
Yeah, I kind of want to get into a little bit more of your background. You were mentioning your one son goes to UNH. That's where you're from. But Culver for you in your high school days. Did you have a military background growing up? What made you go there?
Not at all. I played for the Madison Capitals growing up. I think they're still going pretty strong. And our goalie had two brothers that had gone to Culver. Kind of the first wave of basically, I think the first team that they had there. They went down there with Gary Suter. So they all loved it, thought it was a great school, great program. So, like I said, he was my Bantam goalie. So he's like, well, let's go take a look at it. We went there. The campus is phenomenal. I don't know if you've ever been there. It was a really neat campus. So I went down there and said, what the hell, give it a chance. And I went down there and really, really enjoyed it. Had a great time. I think it's a great place, a great school, and the hockey program is really good. So it was just an all-around, I think, good decision. I was fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, so you've got roots out east. You've got roots here in the Midwest. What do you associate yourself more with? Which side?
That's a good question. I think I'm going to, live for the most part in the off-season, and the rest of my life probably out east more. My wife and I both have family in Wisconsin, and we both love Wisconsin. Spend about 3 weeks there every summer up in Door County in northern Wisconsin. So that's a really good question. My kids, four kids, they're all kind of anchored out east, so I think it's going to be hard to pull them out of there. And they'll probably be getting jobs out there, hopefully, before too long. So I think, probably be living out in the Boston area in the off-season more than not.
Well, not even just Midwest. I mean, Chicago connections, you were a Blackhawk. What has changed the most since when you were here living on a daily basis?
The downtown, where I live now is really a block or two where I lived. Really? When I got traded here, and I think the whole area, I think they call it Streeterville.
Yeah.
The whole area is just blown up. Like, the buildings are all new. But I've always loved Chicago. My brother lived down here. He's 8 years older than I am. So I'd come down, and we'd catch Cub games. We'd go to a Hawks game. Just come down and visit. I've always loved Chicago. So it's good to be back. It's good to be near family, and I'm having a great, great time so far.
Has the food changed or evolved since you were first here?
Well, that's a good question, too. I think I eat probably a little pickier than I was when I was 18, 19, coming down and seeing my brother. It's more expensive, I'll say that. But I think the food's unreal. Like, I live, just on the river there, and I can walk to a million good restaurants any given time. So it's the food's unreal. I just think that the downtown of Chicago is so neat, so vibrant, clean. I think it's a great, great spot.
Talk with Blackhawks defensive coach Kevin Dean here on Blackhawks Live. We've had this conversation with actually a few defensemen already this year about how the position has changed over the years. And I don't know, maybe one of the biggest differences in all the hockey positions. How much, not so much has it changed in your eyes, how much has it changed in how you coach these guys? Because there's different kinds of defensemen nowadays.
Yeah, and I think every team, in order to be successful, has to have a mix of those, stay-at-home defensemen that are good around the net, good off the rush, and big and heavy. And then they have to have a mix of one or two guys at least that can really move the puck, run a power play and push the pace. So when I was playing, I don't know if that was the case as much. I think you're, as a heavier defenseman, more defensive-oriented. I cut my teeth in New Jersey, and we were very good defensively. We had big, strong guys that could all defend really well. That's changed. I think, the speed of the game, you have to get the puck into the forward's hands as quickly as possible. And I think it's important to have a good mix in the back end where you got guys that can really push it up quickly. And then you have the guys, like I said, that are kind of mean and nasty around the net and good in that area. So the five-man offensive rotation, whether it be off the rush, hitting a defenseman late, or just in-zone five-man rotation is so important now. It's too hard to create offense with just your forward, so you need those defensemen to contribute and be a part of the offense.
I don't know if you have an answer to this question, but do you find yourself sharpening defensive players' skills more to what type of defensemen they are, or trying to make them more multidimensional, more versatile?
Well, that's another good question, but I feel, you know, like you take Mitch, you know, if Mitch doesn't create offense and play to his strengths, I don't think he's probably going to play in the NHL because they'll find a bigger guy that's going to defend well and, you know, it's going to be bigger. So Mitch needs to make plays. So I think every player comes in, whether it's Caleb Jones, Seth Jones, you know, Murphy, Johnson, whatever it is, they've come, they have an identity as a hockey player, and I think they have to play to that identity because they have to bring something to the table, you know. And, you know, like to me, Mitch needs to make plays to be effective. Like I said, he defends well. It's not that he can't defend, and he'll need to defend well to play, but he will also need to make plays to, you know, to be a difference maker, to have a spot in the lineup. And I think every team, you look around the league, there's guys that come into a team and they have to bring an element, right? And I think, you know, as far as defensemen, bringing an offensive element is important. So when these kids come in, I say first and foremost, you know, you take Mitch, right? Like, you're going to play to your strength, which is moving the puck, creating some offense. You have to do that. That can't change. But we will work on your defensive game and the areas of your weakness. Now, you take a guy like Jared Tenorti, who's awesome around the net and good off the rush, and we're going to, you know, try to, you know, supplement his game with, you know, let's get a little bit better at the offensive blue line and a little quicker moving the puck or whatever it is. So you try to identify what the kid's strengths are and make sure they don't deviate from that, and then you try to, you know, supplement their deficiencies a little bit with a little extra work, and hopefully, you know, you grow into a real complete player.
To that point, I feel like we're seeing Seth Jones maybe take a step in his offensive game as one of the Blackhawks' top defensemen. Luke Richardson said he's seeing him not be as gassed as much as he was at the beginning of the year. Troy Murray brought up he's not forcing things. What type of improvement or evolution have you seen in Seth Jones' offensive game?
Well, I think to your point, he's been more efficient with the puck. I don't think he's chasing the play as much. Like, he's not, and I think some of that is our team has been better. Like, we're in closer games. Like, we're not two or three goals down like we were in the beginning of the year. Like, November, December, it was a tough month or two for us. And Seth wants to make a difference, and he's such a great player that he can make a difference. So he's probably overexerting himself, trying to take some risks that aren't there. And now the games are a little tighter. He's, you know, a terrific player. He's a smart player. He understands he can't be running all over the ice. So he's managing his game. I think he's managing his game better to, you know, pick his spots a little bit more, when to join the offense and create offense, and when to just, you know, understand that, you know, I need a good defensive shift this shift because we're winning by a game, right? So he's done a nice job of recognizing that. And then he's working on his shot. He's putting time in on his shot. You know, I think he feels like he's missed the net a lot on some good looks this year. He's trying to hit the net more. And last night was a good example. He had a real good shot. He hit the net. He got, you know, hits, finds the back of the net. So he's just managing his game better, and, you know, and I think he's getting that confidence that he doesn't need to chase every play down. He's going to have four or five good looks of the night, and, you know, hopefully he'll convert on a couple of them.
A little bit more here with Blackhawks defensive coach Kevin Dean. This is such a unique year for the organization, but a unique year for the coaching staff too. I mean, you guys are responsible for a lot of different things, but one of the biggest ones and one of the things I think is working out the best for this team is keeping team morale up, keeping guys motivated each and every game, even though year one of a rebuild is a very difficult one. What do you think has been the key to that so far? Because these guys seem motivated, whether it's morning skate, practice, pregame, whatever it is.
Well, I think Luke, you know, Luke sets the tone, and he's very even-keeled. He's a really good person. I think he sees the big picture. And I think, you know, that starts with Kyle as well and Norm. And I think management understands where we're at. Luke has certainly taken that torch and passed it along to the assistants of the players. And I think everyone understands the situation we're in this year. And so, I know, I personally feel like everyone in that room is lucky to be in the NHL. We all are lucky to play in the NHL, coach in the NHL, whatever it is. So you should enjoy it. Like, it's supposed to be fun. And I think players respond better when they're having fun. I think they'll work harder when they're having fun. And they'll play better, right? So you might as well make it a good, happy environment. And that doesn't mean it's not accountable. I think that's a huge part of being successful and growing is holding players accountable, and Luke does, and we all do. But I think guys come to the rink if they want to get on the ice and practice because it's a, you know, a positive environment, they will improve. And, you know, it's, I think that's huge in a situation we're in. You know, getting negative is not going to help anybody, so you know, why do it?
Are you more of an even keel guy? Is it easier for you to mesh into that kind of vibe?
I am. I'm I've always said as a coach, I'm probably pathologically optimistic to a fault. I'm probably more too much encouragement sometimes. Sometimes I'm sure I'm whining and complaining back there too much. But it's not difficult for me to be optimistic. Like I said, I feel like I'm lucky to be here and coaching in the NHL and after playing in the NHL. So I think every day is a bit of a gift, and I'll have fun doing it.
Well, keep having fun. Thank you very much, Kevin.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up next, 720 WGN.